The Sisters by Claire Douglas.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
I would like more sisters, that the taking out of one might not leave such stillness. Emily Dickinson. We're twins, and so we love each other more than other people. Louisa May Alcott, Little Men. Chapter 1. I see her everywhere. She's in the window of the Italian restaurant on the corner of my street. She has a glass of wine in her hand, something sparkly like Prosecco, and her head is thrown back in laughter, her blonde bob cupping her heart-shaped face, her emerald eyes crinkling. She's trying to cross the road, chewing her bottom lip in concentration as she waits patiently for a pause in the traffic, her trusty brown satchel swinging from the crook of her arm. She's running for a bus in black sandals and skinny jeans, wire-framed glasses pushed back onto bedhead hair. And each time I see her, I begin to rush towards her, arm automatically rising to attract her attention. Because in that fraction of a second, I forget everything. In that small sliver of time, she's still alive. And then the memory washes over me in a tsunami of emotion, so I'm engulfed by it. The realization that it's not her, that it can never be her. Lucy is everywhere, and she is nowhere. That's the reality of it.